Hi, I'm Laura Richgreek with Laura's Voice. What better time to read from Chaucer's The Canterbury Tales than during National Poetry Month, which is also April, the time of year during which Chaucer's pilgrims set forth. The tales were begun in 1387, 602 years before I graduated from high school, 602 and a little bit more before I studied Middle English in one of Dr. Lovelady's classes at Grace College. It's been a while since I've read Middle English aloud, but I'll give it a shot today, and then read a modern English translation for you so you can better understand what I say. These are the first 18 lines from the general prologue. Here it is in Middle English.
One that April with his surest sword, the drought of March, hath pierced to the rota, and bathed every vine in switch liqueur, of which virtue engendered is the floor. One Zephyrus ache with his sweet breath, inspired hath in every holt and heath, the tendra Cropus and the younger sonna, hath in the ram his halva course yerona, and smaller fowlis making melodia, that sleppin all the nicht with open ear. So pricketh hem natura in her courages, than a longin folk to goin on pilgrimages, and palmeris for to saken strange strondes, to fene halwis, cute in sondre londes, and specially from every sheeres ende of Engeland to Canterbury they wende, the holy blissful martyr for to seke, that him hath holpen one that they were seke.
Okay, phew, now in modern English. When that April with his showers sweet, the drought of March has pierced root deep, and bathed each vein with liquor of such power, that engendered from it is the flower, when Zephyrus too, with his gentle strife, to every field and wood has brought new life, in tender shoots and the youthful sun, half his course through the ram has run, and little birds are making melody, who all the night with open eye do sleep, nature their hearts in every way so pricks, then people long to go on pilgrimage, and palmers who seek out foreign strands, to far-off shrines renowned in sundry lands, and specially from every shire's end of England down to Canterbury they wend, the holy blissful martyr there to seek, who had aided them when they were sick. That was fun. Might consider recording the whole thing aloud sometime. I'll keep you posted if you'd like to follow me here on laurasvoice.com, as well as Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richgreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2020.